I want to bring attention to an area that you will become really familiar with as we do our work together. And it's an area that I call reorienting back to the body. And the reason why this reorienting back to the body is so important in my work and in really any work that revolves around healing from injury, from pain, from traumatic experiences, surgeries, etc., is that often when we're caught in a moment of pain, of injury, we come away from the body. We might dissociate from it. We may numb out the body so that we don't feel the pain of an accident. And we even numb ourselves out when it's not even physical, when it's just emotional pain or the threat of somebody screaming at us or trying to discipline us. The system is very fragile, and we will do everything we can to protect our precious system. The key to this reorienting back to the body is to do it in such a way that is slow and safe, and such a way that you stay present with yourself and the current time in which you exist. So in other words, as you become more familiar with my various body reorientation techniques and exercises, whether it's through scanning, doing exercises and scanning, whether it's tracking sensation, whether it's doing more movement-based awareness exercises through the process of Feldenkrais, which is how I teach, or if it's even going out for a walk and doing something a little more physically active, the key is to keep your attention and your awareness on the present moment and on yourself so that you stay connected with yourself, with your body. One of the primary reasons we end up in pain and we end up with things like anxiety and tensions that don't go away is because we really are disconnected from our physical sense, from our physical body. And we don't even notice that we may have had shoulders that were tight for the whole day or maybe even for the last 10 years. We may not know that our pelvis and our spine don't talk to each other, don't move with each other. We might not have an awareness that our head is always slightly off to the left or off to the right, causing strain in the neck muscles and the back muscles. We may not know that we don't use our feet properly, that they don't support us efficiently when we're standing or walking, etc. So this concept of reorienting back to the body via sensation and through various movement is really key. It's really critical to healing and recovering from past insult, past trauma. So as you go through the lessons that I might send you, that you might do with me even in person, to really trust that this concept of reorienting back to the body and bringing sensation back online, whether it's pleasant and even unpleasant, is critical. It's so key to becoming completely healthy.